Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee. J.D. Vance, incoming vice president, just weighing in, quote, Democrats, because only two of them voted for the bill, Democrats would rather shut down the government and fight for global censorship BS. They've asked for a shutdown, and I think that's exactly what they're going to get. So interesting that he said that. We'll see if there is a shutdown. There's supposed to be a vote at 10. And when we had Ralph Norman on, our local congressman, a few minutes ago, he didn't know, beginning of the hour, I should say, he didn't know exactly what was even going to be in that bill.
Yeah, apparently the meeting's going on now because he mentioned that he was getting ready to meet with Vance, who is, as Aisha Hosni was saying in that Fox News report, it's a part of this whole meeting that's going on with Speaker Johnson now.
Yeah, so, you know, once again, this has to be the last time. This has to be the last time. We cannot have Norman on the phone with me, expected to vote on something at 10. It was 8:07 a.m. The vote's at 10 a.m. And he can't tell me what's in it. He doesn't know. Okay. That's Nancy Pelosi stuff. We have to vote for it to find out what's in it. That's we're not doing that anymore. Not as Republicans. And look, X spanked these people. And that is what is, if you want to know what caused the chaos, it wasn't Chip Roy. It was Mike Johnson thinking that he could continue to operate as the Democrats' de facto speaker, jam stuff through and nobody would notice. And something was learned this week, Lee, and this is actually pretty profound, what was learned this week. And it was a lesson that had to be learned. It's like, you know, it's like if there was no discipline in a house, and maybe dad said, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. We're going to have discipline. The first time that you discipline the child, I mean, like you would think nuclear war had broken out in the home, you know? They're not used to it. They're not used to new rules. Everybody freaks out. And we're going through that process right now. That's what we're going through. This process of no, the Democrats aren't writing the bill. No, not anymore. No, we're not going to pass Nancy Pelosi's budget for the second year in a row. No, we're not locking in Biden's spending limits. No, we're not doing any of that. And we're not going to jam it up at the last till, you know, wait till 3 days before the government shuts down and then go, oh no, emergency, when you had the whole month to do this. And look, they're screaming and yelling on Capitol Hill because it was believed, Trump, you know, had before signed some of this really bloated, these really bloated, big printing, big spending budgets. Everybody thought that was just, you know, blah, blah on the campaign trail. And it was just learned that it's not. Things are changing. And the thing that was learned that I think is going to cause the most pain going forward, and this is what they're really screaming about right now, is that they can't operate in darkness anymore where they go to kill democracy. You know, democracy dies in darkness,
yes,
according to the Washington Post. No, actually, their kind of democracy, which is fascism, thrives in darkness. And there's no more darkness. Everybody knows what they're doing. They can't operate. They can't move. This is a problem. Ralph this week tweeted this, and it's brilliant. It's called exposure. The red pill is going viral. Without censorship, there are red pills for everyone. Republicans, Democrats, I can't stop the trend. They can't stop the trending down the side of X. They don't know what to do. So look, here's what I want everyone to take away. There's a lot of folks fighting on the text line. At this, some of them are mad at me for not going along with whatever Trump says. I don't operate that way. I don't. Some of them are mad at Chip Roy. I don't know why. He's actually doing what Republicans campaigned on. Some people are mad at Ralph Norman for not reflexively just going along with this mess. No, he's actually doing what Republicans campaigned on, even though he's been threatened with being primaried. Good for him.
Well, he's been there, done that.
He's done that. And so, you know what? Good. Good. This is just pain. We're not operating in the dark anymore where everybody gets hosed. People are going to actually know what's in these bills. And in a weird way, that's a weapon. Because before, the Democrats were able to make all kinds of extraordinary demands of us. We're not going to have a big majority, right?
No.
They were able to make all kinds of extraordinary demands of us, knowing full well that we could, and our leaders and our rhino leaders could hide from us what they were really doing. There, ergo, the Democrats could demand it. Think about it. We go into these meetings now, we can't hide this stuff. We can't. We can't get it through ourselves because the phone calls are going to start because of what's going on X. So this pulls everything, for the first time since I've been doing this, out into the light of day in a way that the most powerful people in the last 48 hours on the Hill, again, were cat turd. I love saying this.
It just so reminds me I need to change the litter box. Thanks,
I know.
Tara.
Well, no, cat turd crushed Congress is what happened. And look, he's in the anti-Chip Roy camp, whatever. But here's the thing. He was exposing what was in this. And that makes all the difference. They can't get away with this anymore. Mike Johnson can't get away with this anymore. Nobody can get away with this anymore. Everybody gets to know what's going on. And look what was in here. And you can see how the Democrats truly wrote this. $850,000 for a gay senior home. Why do we need that? I do not know. $15 million to pay for Egyptian college tuitions. $450,000 to pay for a gay activist group to teach elementary schools about being transgender. $500,000 for a DEI zoo.
What?
Well, I mean, DEI is a zoo, so I don't even know what that'll be. $400,000 for a group that gives clothes to teens to help them hide their gender. What do I pay taxes? Yeah. And then print and borrow the money for all of it?
Yeah.
That's civilizational suicide right there on a lot of different levels. And it's no more. But here's the big one. When J.D. Vance says, Lee, as he said there, quote, Democrats would rather shut down the government and fight for global censorship BS. What is he talking about? Something got exposed this week that truly was stunning to watch. And that was this, that the Republican leadership, the Rhino leadership, is as much to blame for censoring conservatives as Democrats. That they are for it, they will fund it, and they will jam it down our throats. Because you know why? They specifically do not want the kind of scrutiny they got this week. When you understand the story of what Mike Johnson did with the censorship, it's unbelievable. There was a program inside the State Department, censored conservatives, used government intimidation to intimidate companies, websites, social media platforms into not allowing any advertising around the accounts of the articles of the posts of conservative media so as to demonetize them. That was based, they used it against X, actually, which is one of the reasons Elon Musk, despite getting the hits, clicks, and likes, cannot get the money. It's government intimidation. Well, they had 7 years of authorization for this stupid program. And they had just lost in court. The State Department just lost in court because the judge said, no, you don't have authorization to censor conservatives. You don't have that from Congress. You're operating illegally. You can't do it, after they were sued. So they threw their hands up and went, we give up. We're done. They're not even asking for the program to be reauthorized. It's got legal problems anyway. Mike Johnson comes along, provides the money, reauthorizes the program, and gives the legal justification so that the Democrats and the deep state can overcome the court's objections and censor us. I mean, that right there was so eye-opening. Here this whole time, I've been blaming the deep state for censoring us. No, it's Republican leadership. They were cool with it. They were great with it. Again, the State Department was ready to let it expire. They didn't think it could be re-upped, but then came Mike Johnson. And we all learned about it this week. It's kind of like, it reminds me of Wizard of Oz, and then they look behind the curtain and there's the little guy operating everything. He's very little.
Pulling all the levers and,
That's what happened this week.
Yeah.
So the way I see it, look, there's a little scuffle going on right now in Republican land and whatever. You could take whatever side you want on it. They'll resolve it. But this was a really good week, Lee. A really, really, really good week. I have hope after this week. I'm a little annoyed at Trump for saying he's going to primary Chip Roy. That's not necessary. But, you know, Trump did, in all fairness, I mean, if you want to go read on Truth Social, blister Mike Johnson as well. And that hasn't made it into the media as much as his attack on Chip Roy. But honestly, Trump took Mike Johnson to the woodshed. And I mean, you know, if you could see his rhetorical rear end, I mean, it is... He has been absolutely whipped.
Tore slap up, as the old man used to say.
Tore slap up. I mean, accused him of treason, floated that he should be removed as speaker. I mean, so in all fairness, one of the things the media is doing right now, including Fox News, is very manipulative. They're not telling you about all of those Trump truth posts against Mike Johnson, which were probably 5-1 with the post against Chip Roy. And they're making it sound like Chip Roy did this. And that Trump's mad at Chip, which he is, and I don't think he should be, but it's really Mike Johnson he tore up. And the media is sort of skewing that, but you could see it if you go to X, because Trump's truth posts are on X. So I don't know, but it's a good week. One of the thing I fear right now, though, is that Trump will stick with Johnson and he'll repeat the mistake of the last term, because Trump truly lost the first 2 years of his presidency to the Russia collusion hoax. But Congress was controlled by Republicans, by Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. And Paul Ryan opposed Trump, remember, and then offered to resign. Trump said, no, stay as speaker. And Ryan went right in and thwarted him right from the beginning. Tarred him with the Russia collusion hoax, let all that go on, buried Trump's balanced budget that he wanted. And Mike Johnson is fully capable of doing exactly that again, if that's what the Democrats want. He will shank you so fast. So I hope that we're not still on the Trump plan of we're going to keep Johnson, because that's not going to work. They're going to have to work that out. You know, I actually honestly love the idea of Vivek Ramaswamy as speaker. Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah. I'd rather see him than Elon Musk.
Yeah, I don't want
nothing against Elon. It's just like he's got other things to do.
Yeah, he's got just way too many more important things to do. And I think Elon's idea is very interesting of getting into the funding game for Democrats, too. On the Democrat side, as much as I don't want his dollars going to Democrats.
Yeah.
One of the things we really have to do is just combat some of these like really radical Democrats. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what he does there. I'm cautiously optimistic about it, but I got to see what he does first. But look, overall, folks, this week was a huge win. And this was always going to be messy. Republicans had to get the message. It is not business as usual anymore. Democrats have clearly gotten that message. They're alarmed. The Republican leadership needed to learn it. And they did. They learned it the hard way this week. And we just need to go through this. That's all. We're getting where we're going.